Lunch Bumps.
Cam FM.
First and third W1 are on for Blades. They are, well, not on for Blades, they're on for the headship, sorry. They're leading. Emma W1 next, then Downing W1, Christ W1, Jesus, Claire, Keys, St. Cats, Newnham, Queens, Pembroke, Murrayhead, Lady, Margaret, Peterhouse, Kings, Churchill, Tithall, and Girton. Everyone in this division is a first boat. But I'm going to throw over now to Becky Hahn, who, as well as being our commentator, is an ex-first and third boatie herself. Becky, as they're pushing out, what is going through the minds of the first and third team as they look to keep this headship?
So as the boats are pushing out, they're going to be focusing. They're going to be thinking, right, get your eyes in the boat. Don't think of anything else. Just row. Especially at headship, you're going to be thinking, we can't bump. We've got 2K that we need to row over. You know it's going to be hard. You know it's going to be a long push. And you know that your legs are going to hurt. Right, they've just gone. So we've got first and third coming down now, followed by Emma, and then Downing. And they're rowing hard. They're going to be winding up now. They're going to be trying to get the power in the boat, going, trying to get the speed up, and trying to push away from the boat behind them. So coming right up now, we have first and third. They last held the headship in 2011 when Downing took it from them on the first day, and they've got it back now. Can they hold it? So first and third are passing me now. They've got Emma, who are more than a boat and a half length. Emma are now passing me, and they're being chased by Downing. Downing are closing that gap, but it's still quite wide. I don't know whether Downing will be able to cover that distance over the whole course. Behind Downing, we've got Christ, and they are way off. They won't be bumping.
Becky, Ben. So thanks for that, Becky. Lovely introduction. As I can see now, first and third bearing down upon Grassy Corner. They're rowing magisterially. All the blade heights are more or less in time. They're sort of fanning down the river. They are probably at least two boat lengths, maybe more, ahead of Emma as they come around the corner. I'll be able to confirm that for sure. Downing are bearing up upon Emma. I think that's probably more likely to be bumped than Emma on first and third. At the moment, at Grassy Corner, headship looking reasonably alive for first and third. Behind Downing, of course, is Christ, and I can just see the black blades of Jesus College, again, about on station with Christ. So, a fairly uneventful first period of the rowing. Becky, has anything happened back at first post corner?
Come on, Downing!
Right, so passing me now, we have Newnham. And they are chasing Cat and closing on Cat slowly. There's a huge gap followed by Queen. The Queens are in no way going to catch Newnham over this course. They have Pembroke a good few lengths behind them. So it's looking like that is not going to be a bump either. And behind Pembroke, coming very quickly, we have Murray Edwards, W1. They are less than half a length between the two boats now. Murray Edwards are coming down on Pembroke, who are on the spoon. If Murray Edwards can catch Pembroke, Pembroke will get spoon. Behind Murray Edwards, we've got
Ben.
Lady Margaret, W1. They are being chased by Peterhouse, and there's a good few lengths in between those two now as well. Over to you, Ben.
Thank you. Well, Claire W1 are going past me now. There's a huge Claire contingent, which you can probably just hear next to me. Behind Claire, Keys W1 rowing in that yellow banana-shaped Vespoli. Behind them, we've got St. Cat's W1, who are being hotly pursued by Newnham. There could well be overlap coming round the reach. Two boats are pulling over, and those two boats are, it looks to me, to be Pembroke W1, who have indeed been bumped by Murray Edge W1. Those are out, and LMBC rounding the corner. I'm now going to throw over to Ollie, who should have just seen first and third, and Emma rounding the corner at Ditton. Ollie, what do you see?
Hi, yeah, so I just seen first and third heading around the corner looking very strong. There's about three boat lengths now between them and Emma. But Emma rowing strongly, but they're being chased down now by Downing. Downing at two boat lengths, but Downing just put in a push as they come into the corner. They look like they're up in the rate by a couple of strokes, and they're clearly hoping they're going to bump on the reach. Behind them, about four boat lengths, and then we've got Christ. Christ looking quite tired now, but they're coming into the corner. They're coming in quite wide. Then about two lengths behind them, we've got Jesus.
Ben.
Back to you, Ben.
thank you, because Queens are about to bump. Queens are about to bump Newnham. Newnham took a ridiculously wide line. Their blades are almost touching the edge of the bank here. Almost sure to be overlapped. You're about to see that. Back here, though, Churchill have just bumped up on King's W1. So a certain Badger and his friends at the plough not going to be particularly happy with that result. King's W1 bumped by Churchill W1. I can see Tithall are still worried, have not yet caught them. Ollie, though, what can you tell me about that battle between Queens and Newnham?
So I can just see it now. It looks like the bump has happened. It looks like the boats are pulling in. Yep, I can confirm. Newnham pulling into the side. So are Queens. So there's a bump there. Queens W1 have bumped off on Newnham. So, and going further up the river, Keys are just heading around the corner in pursuit of Jesus. And Keys are being followed by St. Cat. There's probably about two boat lengths in between all three of those boats. Keys pulling away now from the corner. Cats are looking quite tired, but Cats again are putting in a push. This corner is always a big point where people want to put in a big push, get a good line, and try and capitalise onto the reach. So back to you, Ben. What can you see?
Thank you. Well, hopefully we've got Tim on the reach, and hopefully, Ollie, you'll be able to start making your way round onto that reach to see. But behind, right at the back of the race, we've got Tithall going past me. The blade heights, as they came round the gut into the grassy corner proper, were all over the place. They're kind of catching the water as they come to front stops, but they are managing to kind of pull it back, pushing, taking a nice line around this corner. They're doing well. And they've extended the lead to about three boat lengths ahead of Girton, the sandwich boat. Now, Girton are rowing with a kind of a nicer technique, I guess, but with less power. We're seeing a kind of power versus technique contest here, which I think Tithall appear to be winning as they round the corner. Now, Tim, have you managed to join us on the long reach?
Yes, I have, Ben. So far, I've just had Claire come past me. Beyond that, everyone seems to have been rowing through largely on station with where they were coming around Dickie. Going past me now, Keys, and behind them, what must be King Cat. They're all rowing strongly. Nothing's going to happen, I have to say. At the top of the division, first and third were very strong. Everyone was looking very strong. First and third, Emma and Downing. They were all rowing very well, pretty much on station, and I don't think anything's going to happen there.
Okay,
Ollie.
Fantastic.
To Ollie.
Yes, Ollie.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just standing around the other side of Ditton Corner and I'm looking onto the reach. I just had LMBC row past me. They're looking very strong, very confident as they head onto the reach. Behind them, Peach House, taking the corner, Ditton Corner quite wide. But they're now heading onto the reach and they're just putting in a burst now. There's about four boat lengths now between them and John's. But it looks like Peach House are now looking very strong, putting in a really hard push now as they drive onto the reach. And it looks like they're going to try and reel in John slowly over the rest of the course. So who knows what's going to happen there. Back to you, Ben.
Thank you, Ollie. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Tim Davies to do the proverbial Andy Winfield and sprint all the way to the end of the course, because I would quite like to find out what happens to first and third. Now, while Tim makes that sprint, I'm going to throw back to Becky Han. Now, Becky Han used to row for first and third. She was in their W1 boat for many years. Becky, this is the first time, as you say, first and third ladies have been at the heads of the river since 2011. What would this mean for them to regain the headship and finish top at the end of Lent Bumps?
This will be huge for them. There'll be a boat burning celebration tonight. There's going to be a fantastic dinner. They will be absolutely delighted. First and third were, both their men and their women, were at the top of their divisions back in 2010. And they've had a very strong few years. And recently, they haven't been going so well. So to be back on top, back where we belong, is going to be fantastic for them. They will be absolutely delighted.
To Ollie.
Onto the headship.
Okay, thank you, Becky. I agree, back where we belong. But over to Ollie, who unfortunately isn't from Trinity, but he's nevertheless a commentator with something to say. Ollie, what have you got?
I am, yes. I'm now on the reach. We're going to the reach. And Gatton, the sandwich boat, are putting in a really powerful push now, trying to catch Trinity Hall. Trinity Hall about a length and a half, so they've kept station, and Girton are now looking to reel in Trinity Hall as they get down the reach. Trinity Hall are looking quite messy. I can see a few missed strokes there. Girton are really putting in a powerful push now. I'd say Girton are rating a couple of strokes higher per minute, so it's possible that Girton may be able to reel in Tithall and take the bottom position, moving Tithall down to the sandwich boat for the next set of bumps. But back to you, Tim, who's hopefully at the finish.
Yes, so rowing past me now is, who are these? This must be Peter House. They're rowing strongly, but I can't see any sign of any bumps having happened before the railway bridge. I'm going to assume that since that's the bottom eight finish, I think, for these women's divisions, I think that all of those boats will probably have rowed over. I'm going to keep making my way down to check. Ben, would you like to give an update as what we've got so far?
I'll give a provisional rundown. Absolutely. So, Tim, we'll try and keep you on the line, I think, because we do need to know what's happened with Downing, not least for the large contingent of Downing boaties next to me, who are... I hate to be a bit of a kind of pantomime leader, but that was crap. Downing, off you go again. Apologies for my language there, but that really did need to be brought out, I feel. So we really need to know what happened with Downing, because if Downing caught Emma, some safe space for Downing, and of course, First and Third get that all-important headship. But for now, what it looks like happens, as far as Tim's concerned, First and Third row over, Emma row over, Downing row over, Christ row over, Jesus row over, Claire row over, Keys row over, St. Cat's row over. The first bump we think we've seen is Newnham being bumped by Queens, then Pembroke being bumped by Murray Eds, LMBC and Peterhouse look to have rowed over, but they're still rowing, it has to be said. Kings were bumped by Churchill, and Trinity Hall, they've not finished yet, but they are inching ever closer to being bumped by the sandwich boat, Girton. Churchill are going past me now. I mean, a ridiculously extravagant display of foliage. Can we go over, Tim, where have you got to on the reach? Tim Davies.
So there's a huge overlap from Girton on Tit Hall, and that's a bump. That's definitely a bump. There's a big contact between the bow ball from Girton and an outrigger from the Tit Hall boat, but Tit Hall have been bumped by Girton. Now, beyond the railway bridge, you can see a lot of boats against the bank, but it looks like they're M1 boats marshalling to the next division. I will keep making my way down to the results tent to get the full confirmation of the results, but I have to say it looks like all the boats here are marshalling for men's, and there is there's been no bumps at the top of the division at all. Back to you, Ben.
Okay, thank you very much, Tim. So to run down then, as Cam FM are provisionally calling the results for this division, First and Third do row over and get their headship. Boats will be burned and there won't be any grass left on the Trinity backs this evening. Emma W1 looked to have rowed over. Downing W1 again looked to row over. That was, of course, incredibly close. And don't hold us to that until you've heard our confirmation in 15 minutes' time. Christ W1 row over. Jesus 1 row over. Claire 1 row over. Keys row over. St. Cat's also looked to have rowed over. But again, St. Cat's were rowing very well this week. And, you know, we wouldn't like to call it before we've heard what happened right at the end. Newnham 1 were bumped by Queens. Pembroke were bumped by Murray Eds. LMBC row over, Peterhouse row over, Kings were bumped by Churchill, and Trinity Hall at the death were bumped by Girton. So Girton are no longer the sandwich boat. Trinity Hall will be the sandwich boat come the start of Lent 2015. That's all we've got so far, so back to you in the studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.